This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit the left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access starts now.
Let's get ready for a night of baseball here on A's Cast as the big boys are going. Frankie Montas, Michael Lorenzen, should be a lot of fun from the Big A. Game two of the three-game set between the Athletics and the Angels. Vince Cotroneo is with us from the Big A. Bip Roberts will join us next. Vinny, I'm sure it's a beautiful night in Southern California.
The sun has broken through, Townie. It's going to be a great night for baseball. A little bit earlier start. They've got this country weekend going on, and they've got a country concert after the game. So it should be a lot of fun. It should be another big crowd. It was a little obnoxious last night with all the cowbells going, but the A's quieted that with a nice win to start the road trip.
Well, kind of looking at the numbers, it's kind of funny. You look at these two teams, and I'm sure a lot of teams are like this, but the A's now 14-4 when they score first. The Angels, they've won 18 of their last 23. Angels are the best team in the first inning, so it's kind of like who can get going early is the team that probably will prevail.
We were talking about this last night, Tony. If you look at the division leaders, DJ LeMay, who's the leadoff guy for the Yankees, of course, Jose Altuve for the Astros, and Byron Buxton for Minnesota, and they have been using, and will continue to use Taylor Ward here with Anaheim, although he's out of the lineup tonight after crashing into the wall late in last night's contest. And that's something the A's have had in the past with Tony Kemp. I mean, last year he was a great on-base machine, and he got off to a good start in that regard this year, and it's slowed down considerably. His on-base is under 300. You know, getting those first guys on and scoring early really, you know, means an awful lot, just kind of having momentum, giving your pitcher some room to work with. And, you know, hopefully Tony can get some of that going again. And if not, I think there's a possibility down the road that maybe if Luis Barrera continues to do what he's doing against right-handed pitching, that maybe he might be an option to lead off some games for the A's. We'll see how it all plays out.
Well, I get tired of just those standard, boring leadoff guys like the Angels got going tonight. I mean, the guy. There's a million of him around. I'm tired. I want to see something different.
He hits .239 as a leadoff guy this year. Who cares about that Ohtani guy? There's nothing to see here. Keep moving along there, Pally. So I mean, he's, you know, we love watching him. It's always interesting, even with a lineup, Chris, that features Mike Trout. When they do the introduction, certainly Trout gets a loud recognition, as he should. But Ohtani gets a different kind of recognition, almost like, ooh, I'm seeing the unicorn actually live in person. I wonder what it's going to be like tonight. What's he going to do tonight? Hit a home run, steal a base, get a triple, you know, especially in the nights that he's pitching and hitting, which fortunately he's not done in the first two series against the A's, only hitting. But, yeah, he's something to watch. And without Taylor Ward in their lineup, they had to make some things, make some changes with their lineup, and that has Ohtani at the top.
Yeah, what actually is really scary, I mean, obviously Trout's an all-time great. Ohtani is something we've never seen before. And it sucks to see a player go out like Ward did last night when he hit that wall. It's really when he turned around and you see how jacked up the bill of his cap was that you realize, oh, wow, he hit that hard. But the real scary thing is Anthony Rendon is starting to get hot. He's hitting .414 in his last eight games. We all remember what he did for the Nationals. Third year of his contract, he's starting to come alive. If that happens with all these other guys, Vince, I don't know how you pitch this lineup.
Well, that's the pressure that the Angels are presenting themselves and presenting to the rest of the league. If they are healthy, and Rendon finally believes he's healthy after having multiple injuries last year, finally resulting in the hip surgery in August, that yes, he is a very dangerous player, and you know he has been. That's why he got a 7-year $245 million contract. The other side of that is if they don't win this year, if everybody stays healthy and they do not win, then where do you go as the Angels? What do you do with the pitching? What do you do with all these, you know, these big contracts? And how do you move forward? How do you present the product of what you want to be as an Angel club with all the money they've spent if they don't make it to the postseason? So I think there's a lot of pressure on the Angels, and right now they're off to a good start, but they've already played the Astros, and the Astros sent them quite an early signal that they're still the team to beat in this division, and we'll see how it goes over the course of the summer.
Have a great call tonight.
Thank you, buddy.
The former All-Star Bip Roberts will join us right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Mark your calendars. Fireworks are returning to the Coliseum on Friday, June 3rd, after the A's host the Boston Red Sox.
And that swung on it high in the air down the left field line, deep in the corner. A Rosarena right down the line, fair or foul, gone!
After the game, fans will have the chance to head out onto the field to enjoy a post-game fireworks show presented by UBO Business Services. Don't miss your chance to see Game 1 of the A's-Red Sox series and the best fireworks display in the Bay. Tickets are available at athletics.com.
This is A's Total Access.
Former big leaguer, the kid from Oakland, Bip Roberts. You see him on NBC Sports California doing A's pre- and post-game live. We talked about guys making contact, guys hitting 300, and boy, have things changed from when he played. If we could bring back guys like Wade Boggs, Tony Gwynn, a player like yourself, Paul Molitor, George Brett, boy, what they would be worth in today's game. We've got so many guys hitting 220, if not 180 in the lineup. Can you imagine if you had guys in the lineup hitting 360, how much they would stand out?
Yeah, you know, Tony, and I agree with that, but I also know that these guys are facing some guys that bring cheddar, man. These guys are throwing 95 to 105, and things are just a little different. So I give them that. I understand that now they have to make different adjustments, but hitting to me is hitting strikes. Hitting to me is making sure that you're prepared to go out there with an approach according to who you're facing. I mean, these guys throw the ball right down the middle. There should be no reason why you can't hit the ball hard two out of three times in a game. So, yeah, when it comes to guys like Boggs and Gwynn and Molitor and Mattingly and Barry Bonds and Larkin and all these guys who could really swing the bat, I think they would take advantage of guys who put shifts on them because they could use the entire field. So I think the skills that we had, it's a little more in depth than the skills that guys have right now, because we really could not hit 220 and be in the big leagues. We would be definitely in the minor leagues, or our bags would be packed and we'd be flying home somewhere.
You'd be getting a TV job.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. You're hitting 220. It's you're playing a vacation. When you think of Christian Pache, I'm tired of talking about the numbers because none of them are good. And we know that athletically, he's a beast. Center fielder, I mean, Bip, when you're up next to him, he looks like a free safety in the NFL. 6'2", about 215, run like the wind. I mean, I guarantee if he grew up in this country, he would have played some football. You know, But right now, he's struggling. And I don't want to hear barrel rate. I've seen so many balls hit into the ground, ground ball after ground ball after ground ball. I mean, like, his last two hits have been ground balls. What advice would you give him? Because you understand what it's like to be up at a really early age. And there's a lot that you got to learn. There's not only how to play the game, it's in between the lines, but it's how to be a pro off the field, how to deal with your life. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's, you know, doesn't speak the language fluently. I mean, there's a lot of obstacles at a young age. What advice would you give him?
The first thing I would say to him is listen to the veteran guys. Don't act as if you already know, because you don't know right now. You have to find that veteran guy who can mentor you while he's on the field playing. I was blessed. I had Gary Templeton. I had Tony Gwynn. I had Joe Carter. I even had a chance to watch Roberto Alomar grow as a player. And the one thing that I was told by Gary Templeton that I did well was I listened to what he said and I tried to implement what he said. I was able to hit with Tony Gwynn and continue to learn exactly the skills of hitting. Now, you know, with Christian Pache, I love his athleticism. I see what's happening to him where teams are exploiting him away with the fastball and exploiting him away with the slider. I saw him working extra the other day, doing some soft toss, some front soft toss, trying to make sure that he got his bat hit straight to the ball inside. He's had a kind of a loop to get to that baseball. So there's a lot of things as a young hitter he's got to iron out, because the big leagues will exploit your weaknesses. The T is the best thing for this young man to work on, because it will not lie. When you hit the ball well, you will get a line drive. When you don't, the T will tell you that that wasn't the right swing. I just think the muscle memory now that he receives in his brain has to be correct information. He can't continue to have really bad at-bats, chasing bad pitches, swinging at strikes out the strike zone, and expect to get better. He's got to discipline himself, learn his strike zone, stay within it, and then try to make good swings when he's in the batter's box during the game.
You know, Bip, they always say there's no I in team, and then people like me will go, yeah, but there's an M and an E. So watch out for that no I in team, because I'll find some me all day of the week, and that's what scares me about bad teams, because as you know, having played on bad teams, people start thinking, hey, this is my career. Everything's about my own stats. Everything's about getting paid, playing maybe to go somewhere else. You stop that team concept in the clubhouse on the field where it's about the team and about winning. What is the big key for Mark Kotze? I know it's early. It's early for him. A lot of his coaches have been around. But what is the key to keeping the continuity inside the clubhouse and keep everything on team and still trying to win games and not everybody being all about themselves?
Well, yeah, the message has to be that, you know, I'm the manager. I'm going to do everything I can to put you in a situation to succeed. Now, I need you to do the work so that when I put you in, you will succeed. Because if you're not doing the work and I put you in and you fail, then your mentality continues to falter. And then you start seeing the slumped shoulders, the head down, and things like that. You know, I'm just one who always believes that the more games you win, the less changes that will be made. When you lose, then guys come and guys go. That's very tough for players to not know if they're going to be here today and gone tomorrow. But when you win, there are no changes. So if you can get everyone to believe that it's easier for families if we come out here, play our best, and win games, because then we don't make changes. And you don't have to worry about it being a me, I type team. It's a we, because together we get the positive results of winning, and together we get to stay here in the big leagues and not have to worry about what happens to us off the field.
My man, Bip Roberts. To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/A's Cast. Up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt's got some news for us right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is A's Total Access.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
A Honda is more than just a vehicle. It's a gateway to spring adventure. Start your adventures with Honda, the brand owners are calling the most fun to drive. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.9% APR on a 2022 Honda Pilot or Passport and a 2.9% APR on a 2022 CR-V or Ridgeline. New vehicles are arriving daily at a local Honda dealer.
Start your spring adventure today at your Northern California Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Hi, my name's Kevin. I'm active duty, so I'm figuring out my options while I'm stationed here.
Hey, Kevin. Navy Federal Credit Union is celebrating Military Appreciation Month, so you called the right place.
Guess you could say it's like a match made for Kevin. Get it?
Very good.
At Navy Federal, our mission has been to help the military community for over 85 years. During Military Appreciation Month, we're celebrating the commitment that connects us. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access presented by Chevron.
Chris Townsend with you here on A's Cast. Jessica Kleinschmidt joins us as we get you ready for the A's and the Halos. Jessica, how are you?
I'm good, Townie. How's it going?
I am doing well. What do you have for us today?
Well, I know we're a little bummed about the Dalton Jeffries news, but before we get all scientific-y, if you will, and talk about the actual thing that possesses this thoracic outlet syndrome, the thing that bothers me the most and upsets me the most is I've had a couple conversations with Dalton about the impact his just life has on the game. And he mentioned to me earlier that the moment is always bigger than the result. And we talked about that during and following one of his outings. It was against the Giants and they did get the loss. And so after the what went wrong questions, he says the positives that he was able to take away was, you know, this is 5 years removed after his Tommy John surgery. So he was just really thankful to throw the ball, Townie. And I think that's what ultimately mattered to him. And then he mentioned wanting to be a bigger impact off the field. You know, he plays the game and he says, it's not even for me, it's for the kids. And, you know, he even compared himself to Joey Votto, which naturally made me excited. But he even said, you know, prior to his last outing that if he were to walk away from his career, he'd be, you know, happy with it, which is great to say. However, we don't really know the actual situation because, you know, we know Trevor Rosenthal went through it and he missed an entire season, but also, you know, it's so rare. Tyson Ross underwent it, Phil Hughes, Chris Carpenter, and every case is different. But I think since 2020, only about 20 pitchers have been diagnosed with this. And Townie, another guy who can really relate is actually Matt Harvey. Not only did he have to undergo thoracic outlet, but he also did Tommy John surgery, something that Dalton also underwent. But it's either going to be, we don't know the severity of it, so it may be a rehab situation, some physical therapy for 3 to 6 months, or the actual surgery. But I do want to let people know, do not go down a Googling rabbit hole with this, because it doesn't look like it's kind of like Tommy John, where a lot of guys come back from this throwing harder. So my advice, do not go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, it is very scary because, you know, when you listen to people talk about it and all of a sudden your arm's numb, your fingers are numb. Mm-hmm. You've heard guys say they couldn't hold their babies. You know, this is something that whenever it happens, just like you said, you don't know. It's a case-by-case deal. And it just goes to show how fragile a pitcher's career truly is.
Yeah, and you mentioned that too. And the thing that also sucks is you mentioned how rare it is. That means we can't even compare it to that many people. Like, I think there's 20 pitchers who openly were, you know, talked about having this since 2020. And we're, you know, Tommy John, it feels like you can't make it and they don't even let you into the league unless you undergo TJ. So with this, it's kind of rare. We can't look at that much, you know, data because it is so rare. So I'm hoping that he gets to skip the actual surgery itself since we don't know the severity of it and he'd only have to do the physical therapy. But, you know, either way, it just really sucks. And you even mentioned it. It goes over than just the actual baseball thing. And these are husbands. These are fathers. These are friends and everything like that. So that's a different scenario as well.
Yeah, you spend your whole life and this is what you want to do and you finally get to that level and it's taken from you by injury. I mean, if anything, you talk to any player, it's like, hey, if I'm not going to make it, I want to not make it because of my play. Mm-hmm. I gave it everything I had, yeah. Wasn't good. To have it taken away by injury is just so sad. And to think, you know, like Trevor Rosenthal, you know, I mean, it's like, it takes a long time before you can throw and you never know. I mean, I just say the whole numbness thing scares me because can you imagine you can't pick up a fork? You can't, I mean, you can't hold your child. I mean, that's scary.
That's definitely scary. And, you know, I remember when Clint Barmas retired, he said essentially his heart and his head was not matching up with what his body was doing. And he had to, you know, say goodbye to the game. And imagine like your body not being able to control itself or your, and you want to play, but your body essentially says no, and it's not what it was when you were a young spring chicken. And then the next thing you know, like it topples over onto your post-baseball life. So, I mean, we're obviously digging a little deep into that, but we know every single one of these players is affected by something like that.
All right, so what is this, you're eating your words on Luis Barrera? What, you were down on Barrera?
I was down on him, Townie, and I feel bad saying that, but I also want to be honest. I feel like you and I are close enough. I can have an honest relationship with you.
You can come clean here. Come get on Dr. Townie's couch, and you can be honest. That's fine.
Yes. I think it's a beautiful thing that we have. So, you know, two doubles and a home run in his last 11 games. And I was looking at that walk-off game, Townie, and I was a little nervous because he made that error on the base and the error in the outfield. But he did tell us, you know, I'm thankful for those errors because as much as I did have that walk-off home run, it obviously washed it all out, but he was thankful for it. But it made me think of the fact that, okay, well, maybe he got lucky with that walk-off, but then he still managed to be successful. And the thing I really like about him, he's actually extremely successful against the Angels, I've noticed. But with a lefty bat, obviously I'm a right-handed hitter myself, so when I see a lefty bat with power, it often looks awkward to me. But he has this effortless power about him where he essentially puts the bat out there and it's going to go into right field and bounce off the wall. So I've noticed that I'm having a little bit more faith in him. I'm eating my words. I'm shutting up. Luis Barrera, thank you for making me look stupid. I'm very impressed with him.
Don't worry about it. I've been so wrong so many times, it's unbelievable. I'll just say this. I just really like when I put him in my scorebook and I write his batting average, it actually starts with a 3.
You know, I think I saw yesterday Kevin Smith was hitting a little over 200, and I think Glenn Kuyper said something like, look at that, inching over 200. And yeah, Luis Barrera is going to bump us up. I don't know if we still have the worst batting average in the league, but
yes,
this is going to help it a little bit, so that's good.
Worst batting average, worst on base, worst slugging, second worst slugging. Now Detroit's worse, worst OPS. But who's keeping track?
Our bullpen looks pretty good, though, right?
You're
dang
right.
Our numbers there look pretty good.
And the bullpen's been fabulous.
Let's go, Townie.
Well, I put it this way. Check the stats. Whoever scores early between these two teams, that's like these two teams' monikers. You score early, they win. Hopefully the A's do it again like they did last night.
Amen to that, Tony.
Have a great Saturday night.
You as well. Thanks.
Jessica Kleinschmidt right here on A's Cast. We got more coming up as we get you ready for the A-Los. For the A's and the Halos. Down at the Big A, we got Vinny next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get 4 tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. 4 tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
DQ presents... Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ, and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste-bud-tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ Signature Stack Burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Another edition of Around the Minors, and while the A's were playing at home this week, Ed Spray came in to help out with Brad Ausmus enjoying graduation for one of his daughters in New York. Ed, the A's Director of Player Development, and we'll get to the minor leagues. But before we do, what's it been like? What's the exposure like for you to be on the big league bench, watch the big league games, and just take some of those messages back to the players in the system?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, obviously to get up close during the season, it's just got a little bit different feel than spring training where guys are working on some things, so the intensity level is a little bit higher. And, you know, we get on the bench. A lot of these guys have, you know, come to our system, or not all of them, but, you know, a lot of the guys that have been here since I've been here. So it's been fun to see them come up here and have some success.
Ed, we talked at the end of spring training as the players were breaking and going to different rosters, and your anticipation of what you thought could happen this year with so much movement, so many new players in the system. It's 6 weeks in. What have you liked the most so far from what you've seen inside the system?
Well, I think Double-A is playing really well. I mean, that's where most of our guys have repeated that level. There's some good things happening in Lansing as well. Tyler's sort of starting to swing the bat a little bit. Denzel Clark's been outstanding in Stockton. He's off to a really good start. So our starting pitching has been pretty good. Our bullpens are a little thin at the lower levels, but our starters have been able to go 5-6 innings, you know, at a time, which has been a nice change for us.
When the A's make the kind of marquee deals that they made, trading Chris Bassitt and trading Sean Manaea and Matt Olson and Matt Chapman, the players that come back immediately go into the spotlight. So some of those names, JT Ginn, Ryan Cusick, Joey Estes, Gunnar Hoglund, what's their status right now?
Well, yeah, JT just came up with some elbow issues, so he's in Arizona getting evaluated. We're not sure where that's going to be at. Ryan Cusick is throwing the ball well. You know, he's still a little raw in terms of his ability, but he's got a power arm, 96 and 99, a good breaking ball when he can land it, still working on a changeup or a split. And Joey Estes is pitching well in Lansing. He's still a young kid. He's got really good things. So those three guys we expect to be pretty good. And Hoglund, we think will be back. You know, he had Tommy John last May. So we expect him probably, you know, late June, early July to get out there and start throwing in competition.
Ed Sprague joining us. And at the top of the list that everybody wants to talk about is the catcher at Las Vegas, Shea Langeliers, who you got also from the Braves. He's got off to such a hot start. Everybody's trying to see what he does, what he brings to the table. What excites you about what he's been able to do since he joined the club?
Yeah, I think, you know, I haven't got up to him a ton because he was in big league camp and then he joined us late. And I just saw Vegas recently when they were in Sacramento. But he's gotten good reports from Fran Reardon, our AAA manager. I got to talk to Shea a little bit. You know, he's a catcher-first mentality, so he's a defensive-minded guy who happens to really have found something with the bat. And he's swinging the bat well. It's a flat stroke. He uses all fields. They've got some power in there. But the catching skill is solid, too. I mean, he catches, receives well, blocks well, throw is accurate. I don't know if his arm strength is quite as strong as Murph, but he's a very accurate throw with a quick release. So overall, he should be a really good player.
What's interesting to me, Ed, is that while we talk so much about some of these other quote-unquote marquee players that came over in the deals, Adrian Martinez comes up and pitches effectively in Detroit. Zach Logue has made three good starts for the Athletics. They were part of deals as well. Maybe they weren't at the top of the list, but they were certainly on the list. What impressed you about them making the most of their big league opportunities?
Yeah, I think they're competitive, you know, by nature. And obviously, you know, David does a good job, and Dan, our whole front office, in terms of seeking out these guys that can throw strikes, have stuff, and are competitive. And I think those guys were ready for the spotlight when they got up here. Both of them pitched well, and I'm sure at some point you'll see them back up here doing the same thing again.
Ed, you can preach during a player's growth in the system about the expectations of getting to the big leagues, but until they get here and experience it, it kind of elevates their thought process. And to that end, Nick Allen, who came up and played some for the A's, played some second, played some short, there were some things you really liked, some things you saw that he was experiencing for the first time on the big league level. How much did that help him seeing that for the first time for the next time, which is now, allows him to maybe settle in a little more?
Yeah, I got to talk to Nick right after he got sent down, and it was a great experience for him, and he understood some of the things that, you know, he probably tried to do a little bit too much, tried to be a little too perfect instead of just kind of being himself. And that's the biggest thing when you get up here. You just kind of have to – it's how quickly can you become yourself and not try to do something else. It is a faster game. You know, you got to learn how to manage your time better. There's a lot of expectations going on, media. There's a lot of things happening throughout the course of the day. And so you got to – and then when you got to be able to put that aside and get on the field and play – and sometimes that's just like a learned skill. You know, it's hard to teach them. You can talk about it in meetings. You can prepare them for it as much as you can, but they need to get up here and experience it. And you know, most guys' path is not get up here right away, succeed, and go on. I mean, that's, you know, those are like the Mike Trouts and the Bryce Harpers of the world. Most guys have that little bit of up and down learning experience, get back up, and usually they're better for it the next time they come back.
When you talk about the Midland Club, everybody wants to jump to Zach Geloff, and I want to get your impressions on what he's done so far, but also guys that have been around there, like you said, coming back, Logan Davidson, Jonah Bride, who have had some success down there as well. What about that trio of players?
Yeah, you know, mostly these guys were that mix of players that, you know, they were good players that missed that whole year. You know, they got the outside experience, but that's still not the same. So missing that, you know, that whole year of playing in your early 20s is very difficult. So they're repeating, and we forced them up a level just because that's where we were at in the system, and they had to play their first full year in AA, and now they're back, and I think you're starting to see the players that we thought they would be, and they're exciting. So, you know, and Davidson's he's playing much better. Ironman's playing better. Bride is now learning a new position and doing fine back there, so he should be solid at a few different spots, and he's swinging the bat well. And then, of course, Geloff's, you know, been the star. You know, he's came out hitting right when we got him last year and hasn't stopped.
Great to get the insight. Thank you so much, Ed.
All right, you got it.
A's Director of Player Development, Ed Sprague, joining us in our Around the Minor segment. More of A's Total Access after this.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet. not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Mark your calendars. Fireworks are returning to the Coliseum on Friday, June 3rd, after the A's host the Boston Red Sox.
And that swung on it high in the air down the left field line, deep in the corner. A Rosarena right down the line, fair or foul, gone!
After the game, fans will have the chance to head out onto the field to enjoy a post-game fireworks show presented by UBO Business Services. Don't miss your chance to see Game 1 of the A's-Red Sox series and the best fireworks display in the Bay. Tickets are available at athletics.com.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron.
Chris Townsend with you, and let's check the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. We'll give you some of the finals. Red Sox over the Mariners, 6-5. Devers went deep in that one twice. Manny Machado homers for Bob Melvin. Great that he's back with the Padres, and they beat the Giants 2-1. It was the Mets downing the Rockies 5-1. Blue Jays take down the Reds 3-1 at the Rogers Center. D-backs over the Cubbies 7-6. There wasn't 11 home runs in this one. Benches would clear. And it was the Yankees taking down the White Sox 7-5. Nobody cares. Top of the first inning, scoreless. Mets and Rockies in their second game. Brewers lead the Nationals 2-1, the top of the fifth. Verlander on the mound for the Astros. They're red hot. Well, actually, they were hot. They've been a little bit of a losing streak, but they got Verlander on the mound tonight. It's the Rangers who's actually, they've been hot. Just two games under 500 now, but that's 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Twins 4, Royals 1, bottom of the sixth. Top of the sixth, Rays shutting out the Orioles 4-0. Cardinals on top of the Pirates 5-4. Braves lead the Marlins 4-1 in the middle of the seventh. And the Dodgers looking to make it 7 in a row. And they are tied with the Phillies 4-4 in the seventh. Time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Remind you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Nick Allen at shortstop, not Elvis. Why? Here's Mark Kotze.
We got a day game tomorrow. We're traveling to Seattle. Next few days, we've got a couple lefties. We had a four. Don't forget, Elvis is 33 years old. He's got a lot of mileage. For me, we talk about this, utilizing the roster, utilizing everyone. It creates a culture that I think is one that everyone kind of bonds together, and in my mind, that's a good culture.
33's a kid. Are you kidding me at 33? Coming up next, we will hear from Mark Kotze, part one of the Mark Kotze Show, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello.
Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. RingCentral. Message, video, phone, together.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
This is A's Total Access.
Well, each week we have the Mark Kotze Show on Friday. We air it on A's Cast Live and then replay it throughout the rest of the week on A's Cast. You go to athletics.com/A's Cast. This week we talked about 15 games in 13 days. Is it tougher mentally or tougher physically on the players?
Yeah, I think They probably go hand in hand. On the mental side, if you're not, you know, performing, if you're not having success, it probably outweighs the physical component. But on the physical side, if you're an everyday guy or you're one of those bullpen guys down there and you've been used a lot down in the pen, it's physically challenging. You know, one of our younger players, Zach Jackson, is, you know, a max effort guy, and we've used him a lot through that stretch. And, you know, you can see the recovery process is it's just a little bit more difficult, especially at the major league level. The minor leagues, you know, you get days off. I think every Monday is off in the minor leagues. You're not used every day or every other day to that extent. And just the stress, you know, we talk about the stress that these guys endure trying to have success here for their first time. And I think they go hand in hand, really.
Yeah, it's interesting how you mentioned recovery because, you know, as a professional athlete, a lot of times when you work out, you want to get bigger, stronger, faster. You want to maintain. But when you're in a stretch like that, I guess you really can't do that. And it really is for these guys just recovery.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, our strength program, our strength coach, Josh Cuffey, Steve Candelaria, those two guys really do a great job at managing the workload in the weight room. They manage the workload for guys from a conditioning standpoint. So, they, you know, with the advancement of all the data, we can track, you know, how far guys are running, how fast they've run, you know, over a series or and then really balance how much they do in the weight room, how much extra conditioning they need. So, you know, it's been a good kind of process for me as a first year manager to understand, to dive into and really grasp that, you know, certain guys do need time off when they're taxed and when they've played six or seven straight days. The benefit of a day off is really exponentially, you know, goes a long way in the course of the season.
Well, good news for you. The data is going to show that you're not going out to the mound a whole heck of a lot because your pitching has been, it's been really good. It's what you can hang your hat on. Just talk about the effort of your pitchers, Scott Emerson, and the effort that you've been getting day in and day out.
Yeah, no, our starters have done a great job, you know, really providing innings and getting deep into ball games. You know, I haven't completely looked at the numbers league wide, but what I do know is that as you talk about, our pitching has been a real bright spot, and not just the starters, but the relievers as well. Our bullpen's been able to stay together and pitch well, give us an opportunity to win games, whether we were, you know, holding a lead or holding a game when we're down. And giving the offense a chance to get back into those games, they've really been doing a great job.
Well, you know, one of our favorites here on A's Cast is Cole Irvin. He's a super guy, and he's going to be coming back for you. And I just think about, you know, you go into a series against the Angels, and you say Blackburn, Montas, Irvin. I'd take that. It's like, let's go. I mean, you got to feel confident when you go into a series like this, knowing that these are your lead horses.
Yeah, no, it definitely, you know, aligns well for us coming here to Anaheim. It's, you know, these Angels have one of the better offenses in the league. And, you know, we saw them over a four game series a week ago. And I think we're also going to see the same three starting pitchers that they threw out at us. So, you know, I'm happy about where we're at with our three starters and aligning them to pitch against a good offense and give us a chance to win this weekend against one of the division leaders.
I got to tell you, I like Zach Logue. I know he's sent down, but I know he's going to be back and he's going to pitch a lot of games for you. He's got that hockey mentality. He doesn't care that he doesn't throw 98. He's like a little tough guy out there on the mound. What do you think of this lefty, and what did you tell him on the way down?
Well, I really like the lefty. You know, Zach has done a great job with you know, coming here and really feeling like he belongs and pitching, you know, along those lines. And so when we did have the conversation with Zach prior to the game Wednesday, in talking to him, really he was the sixth starter with Cole coming back. And, you know, that being said, he's performed. It wasn't a performance issue, more of a, we want you to go pitch, continue to get your starts on a regular basis. And, you know, we'll expect you back here. Now, since that meeting on Wednesday, we've had an unfortunate situation or injury come about, which we're still in the process of diagnosing with Dalton Jeffries. So Dalton will end up going on the IL, and Zach will end up coming back to fulfill Dalton's spot in the rotations.
Yeah, that's when we first found out Friday morning, not going to be good for Dalton Jeffries. We'll have part two tomorrow. And also Ray Fosse and Rod Carew. How good will that be? Absolutely fantastic. Cannot wait. Will be a very, very special interview. Coming up next, the pitching coach and the voice of your Oakland Athletics right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente, thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'scast. That's athletics.com/A'scast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'scast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'scast today.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you?
not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with Select Trade-In and 5G Unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
This is A's Total Access.
On a Saturday at the Big A, it's game two, the A's and the Angels, and Scott Emerson, the A's pitching coach, is with us after, I mean, I don't know how you would look at it or define it. To me, that was a sensational performance by your bullpen last night.
Yeah, I thought they came in and did a great job. You know, when you come in and you face that first hitter, you know, it's always important to get that guy. Sam Moll came in, locked down that inning, did a great job. You know, used both of his pitches really well and ultimately got that out that we really needed. And, you know, it's unfortunate for Paul, but that's where we are right now in this game is every pitch, every inning counts. And at that time, you know, we thought that that was what's best to help us win the game. And ultimately, the bullpen did a great job of shutting it down the rest of the way, and we win the game.
All four of the relievers, and they go four in a third innings and don't give up a hit last night. And a bunch of strikeouts, eight strikeouts. In fact, seven of the first 10 outs they got were with a strikeout. What are your thoughts on why your rookie relievers have been performing so well?
Well, you know, the great thing is sample size, too. You know, the other teams haven't seen them as often as they've seen some other relievers or some other pitchers around the league. And so every time you go out there, your command has to be better than it was the previous outings against those same teams, because they start formulating the database. You can look at the numbers on all the spray charts or on all the pitch metrics charts, but it's a lot different when you're standing in the batter's box and you're tracking pitches. So, you know, when guys are tracking pitches, they can get comfortable on your relievers. And, you know, we got some guys that, you know, haven't had much time in the big leagues. So right now it's the element of surprise, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do when these hitters see them a little bit more often.
Yeah, what about the breaking balls? Because to me, last night the breaking balls were key. Is the breaking ball the strikeout pitch for all four of those guys? And talking about Maul and Jackson and Puck and Jimenez?
Well, yeah, you know, definitely the slider in particular is the best swing and miss pitch in baseball. So if you got a good one set up by a good commanded fastball, you're going to produce yourself some more swing and miss and some more strikeouts. And right now, you know, we got some guys coming out of that bullpen that are, you know, mid 90 mile an hour fastballs with, you know, plus breaking balls. And when you have that plus breaking ball and able to use that mid 90s fastball and move it around and keep hitters off balance, it's always a plus for you. And the guys did a great job last night.
Three of those guys already this year have earned their first major league wins. What about Sam Moll and the feeling in the clubhouse when a guy like Sam, who's not a young guy, he's a rookie, but he's 30, gets his first big league win?
I think it's awesome. You know, you know, when you're a kid and you're pitching and your object is to win the game. You know, the results matter up here. They matter when you're a kid because you want to go out there and prove that you're the best. And the W in the win column is always a good indication for yourself. You know, some say it's not the greatest statistic because it's about what your team can do. But personally, when you can put up W's for yourself, you know, if everybody put up a lot of W's, the team's going to have success.
Yeah, what's the communication like, Emo, with the workloads and how you monitor that? Zach Jackson, for instance, has 19 appearances already this year.
Yeah, you're always, you know, talking with the pitchers each and every day and asking them how they feel, you know. And then it's up to us to make good, educated decisions based on the pitch count or number of ups or number of days they've gone back to back. You know, we felt confident with Zach going one plus last night after having 2 days rest. Today, you know, you just go up to him, you talk to him, how you feeling, and you get a good feel of guys, you know, the verbiage they give back to you. I feel all right, you know, that can mean like no dice for him tonight, or I feel great means, hey, he feels confident in himself to get out there. So it's a big communication factor, checking in with guys each and every day, developing that relationship and trust that, hey, if you can't go, just say you can't go. We got other guys that can go. So, you know, I want our guys to just basically tell us yes or no. And if it's the yes, we'll determine the pitch count that day. And if it's no, then maybe they can, you know, go in and get a little treatment or do what they got to do to be fresh for the next day.
All right, Tony, that's Scott Emerson, and now we'll send things back down to you.
I love it. One day you get the manager, one day you get the pitching coach, the next day you get the hitting coach. I mean, you really get it all of what's going on with this ball club with Ken Korak. I think it's been a great addition. right here on A's Cast. Coming up next, we got a ball game. Little Saturday night action from Southern California. It's the A's. It's the Halos. You got a good pitching matchup. I can't wait to see. Let's all check it out. And I'll talk to you after the ball game.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you...
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say...
If it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV...
You can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.